Morning. Hey, Tom. All right, we've had a good initial day of practice, and I'm looking forward to today putting the pads on and making sure our run game's all up to speed.
It's a unique challenge in containing Justin Smith and the things that he's capable of.
Well, it's definitely unique. He's the heartbeat of their defense. He makes a lot of plays, whether you run at him or run away from him. So we've got our work cut out to try to match his intensity and neutralize him.
What impresses you most about him?
He's a football player. He's strong, uses his hands well, and is relentless with his effort.
To what degree could you integrate Jarius right into the offense if he is available to you this week?
Fully, we hope. He's done a good job of really learning our system. So if he is healthy, yeah, we'll look forward to any contribution that he can make.
What does he offer at his best?
Well, he's got some good quickness, has good hands. He had a super game until he got hurt down there in the last preseason game in Houston. We feel like he can beat man-to-man coverage and also has a sense for zone. So we're excited about his future.
How close was he last week?
It'd be hard for me to say. He obviously wasn't close enough to be dressed.
What's at stake this week for your receivers, given that Monday when Jerome comes back, there's going to be a roster spot that's needed to be opened up there?
Yeah, I don't know that we've even thought that far along, at least in the offensive coaching room. We're really focused on this week, and I'm sure the personnel department will be in charge of that for next week.
Adrian's been around 16 to 17 carries his first two games. Is that ideal moving forward, or how do you gauge, you know, balance of wanting to get him a rhythm versus?
Well, we want Adrian to be productive and keep getting more and more healthy as we go along. So we're in constant communication to make sure that he's feeling okay, feeling confident on his knee, and also he's remaining effective. So the numbers were pretty similar, you're right, from Jacksonville to Indianapolis. And when he's ready to get ramped up more, he'll let us know, and we'll embrace that and give him more.
Will this be like the best measuring stick with him, because you got a team that's tough against the run and also physical?
It will be. Last week was tough, too. We ran the ball a bunch, and we didn't have any explosive runs. We've addressed our lack of explosive passes this week, but we also didn't have any explosive runs against Indianapolis. I think the longest one was for 6 yards. So we're ready to ramp up all those departments.
What's the plan for maybe if you had an explosive run or two last week that would have opened up the passing game a little more as well? Or?
Well, you would like to think that would be the case. That was something that was definitely missing from the field on Sunday, were our chunks. And so we don't want to make a habit of that at all.
How did you grade out Christian's decision-making in that game?
Well, we grade him every game, Tom. As I'm trying to think back, it seems like a number of days ago, which it was. But I think he had 3 out of his 70 plays in which we'd want him to do something different decision-making, which is a good percentage. You know, to his credit, they were taking away some of our chunk plays down the field, and rather than forcing them, which young and old quarterbacks do at times, he found some completions at a definite high rate. So he was doing what the play called for, and to his credit, he battled back and got his team back to a tie with 30 seconds left.
Just looking around the field on some of those deep play action drops where you had extra protection in there, it just didn't seem like there was anybody open on any of those plays.
Well, they weren't, and that's not on Christian. You know, that's on you know, myself, the play caller, and us as a staff designing plays. So we definitely want to have more chunks going forward. We didn't get a chance for them to materialize against Indianapolis, and you're right, that really hurt us. It hurt us in the long run.
The Niners against the run, they're not giving up many chunks. I think there's only one gain of 10 yards or more, and that's a quarterback scramble by Stafford. What stands out to you about what they're doing?
Historically, the last 2 years, they've been tremendous against the run. They haven't let people run the ball in the end zone on them either. I think Tavares had a broken play with Seattle last year, and that's how they gave up their first rushing touchdown. A lot of times they do it with just a 6 and 7 man box too. The guys may get blocked, but they don't stay blocked for long. So we'll need to sustain and be more physical than they are.
Regarding John Carlson, was it something that the Colts were doing that kind of limited his options, or was it just the way the game played out that kind of kept you from targeting him?
It was the way that the game played out a couple times. We're overdue in getting John involved, and so we're looking forward to making up for lost time with him. He's done a good job of getting back healthy. We had some plays in for him being on the field with Kyle last week, and again, they did materialize. And so we'll look forward to making up for lost time.
There was one play where it looked like a running play, where it looked like him and Rudolph were supposed to have a combo block, and Kyle went to the second level, and there's a little miscommunication. Is that part of it, too, with him right now, is trying to get the feel for things?
Well, that was one of their rare mistakes. The tight ends have been doing a fantastic job. We got Rhett Ellison in there a little bit more. We're continuing to indoctrinate him a little bit into the NFL game. But on that play that you talked about, the communication there on the road just didn't take place. And so I think they'll correct it in the future. Fortunately, we came back and got the first down, I think, on the next play, 3rd and 1. Adrian made a fantastic run to get us the first down, but that definitely was not good down there in the red area to have that mental mistake that took place.
Is that about the best cut you've seen from Adrian, too?
That was a good one. That was outstanding. Between that one and his initial touchdown against Jacksonville, those were two good cuts, very similar right-to-left cuts.
What do you see the biggest need for growth in Stephen Burton right now?
Overall awareness. Stephen's a fantastic athlete. He's a little bit of our bruiser at wide receiver. He's not afraid of anybody. The more football he plays, the more awareness, the more experience, the more savvy I think he'll demonstrate. Okay, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks.